Greece, 4321101 is my telephone number. Yeah, go ahead.
Is this Greece, ma'am?
Yes, it is.
This is Debbie Finnell, and I was wondering if I could ask you just a few questions.
Debbie Finnell?
Uh-huh.
All right, Debbie, go ahead.
Are you ever serious?
I'm serious right now.
Are you?
Yeah, what do you mean, am I ever serious? You're one of them dames we get together, you're going to say, please, don't be the Grease man with me.
Oh, no, not like that.
Oh, God.
What I was wondering, I don't know if you get invitations that often, but you are my husband's absolute hero.
Uh-huh.
And my brother-in-law, for that matter.
Uh-huh.
And do you ever accept invitations for dinner?
Only if there's going to be some Hobbit the Ghee involved.
Oh, now, come on. You're supposed to be serious.
I am serious. I couldn't be more deadly serious. Well, you mean I'm going to come over to your house, sit there and eat dinner, shake hands, and leave?
No. Well,
I'll get there. There'll be a big sign. Grease man here tonight. $5 a plate. No way, Debbie. Look, I'll come over for dinner. If after the dinner we can have a cup of coffee, you light up a Camel, and then you and I slip off and hobble.
All right, maybe. I'm not bad looking.
All right, well, you got to put it in writing, though, because I don't want to get over there and have everybody say, oh, we were just kidding. I'll say, kidding? You want to say kidding? How about this?
Oh, dear, now calm down.
I'm sorry.
Just don't get too excited now.
I'm sorry.
Another thing, don't you ever do fireman stories?
I do sometimes.
Why don't you do one today?
About what it must be like.
Just do it for me.
For you?
And say it's for Steven.
Oh, God, your husband's a fireman?
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, God.
I swear there's not.
I believe you, baby. All right. I'll do this for you, baby. For you, baby. Time to wonder what it must be like to pull on a raincoat and grab an axe and become a fireman. Why are you sitting around the squad house, or rather the, what do you call it? The fire station. And you're watching the latest X-rated cassette you rented from the video store. Some of the guys are mesmerized, staring and drooling, looking at the TV set. Still other guys are telling the funny story about how they broke into a house on the fashionable Foxhall Road section of town and smashed up all the antiques with their axes, and it was only a kitchen stove fire. But you love to smash things because you're a fireman. You never open a door when you can smash it down. Suddenly, emergency fire, possible fatality, southeast. You climb on that fire truck and off you go. You get there, the building's engulfed in flames. It looks pretty hopeless when suddenly you hear from the top floor, help, help, help me. And you look up there, and there's several IPs up there burning. Well, in total disregard for your own safety, you run inside. The chief says, come back, but no, you're a fireman, and to protect human life is what you do. So you run in. No sooner do you get up the stairs when the staircase drops away behind you. Now you're trapped in the building, but you don't care. You're going to find them kids. Sure enough, you run upstairs, and there they are, cowering in the bathroom. There's three of them in there. There's no way you can carry all three in your axe and your breathing equipment at the same time. But fortunately, you're wearing a fire coat designed for this purpose. It's completely Velcro-lined. So you turn it inside out, put it on, and stick the kids to the coat. And then you move outside on the window ledge where they're holding a net. Jump, they scream, jump! One of the kids jumps. And at the last second, they move the net. Splat! And the firemen say, ha 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 ha! Well, the other kid, the flames are licking at your tuckers. You say, come on, Johnny, they were just fooling with him. You better get ready. Jump! And sure enough, the other kid gets his courage up and they move the net again. Splat! He hits the dirt. Well, the third kid, he's a smart one. He says to the fireman down there, I don't trust any of y'all. Lay down that net and move back! And splat! They get in the cars, the trucks, and they start to drive away. You hear one of your buddies say to the chief, hey, what are we going to do with Grease Minnelli up there on the ledge? The chief looks up and says, cook him. All right there, Debbie, there you go. For your little hubby, I'll expect a big plate of pasta fazzole, a little bruschetta, a big, big, big bottle of red wine, a pack of Camels, and of course, the dessert which only you can provide. If you look...